Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Appreciate you listening to AM 950, 95.7 FM, and ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. Danger and Battaglia, happy to welcome in one of our regulars for the Syracuse Post-Standard to talk some Syracuse hoop, Donna DeTota, joining us in the sports bar. Donna, how have you been?
I've been better. I got a little cold, but other than that, I'm okay.
Are you fighting through it, Donna?
Coronavirus!
No.
Coronavirus!
No.
You have your mask on, right?
I do not have my mask on.
Oh, no! Come on!
You know how I can tell that everybody has colds and flus is because when you go to Wegmans and you buy your cold medicine, there's hardly any cold medicine there to buy.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Well, you know, Donna, you should have just done what the Maryland lacrosse team did, the women's lacrosse team. Just stay home, right? Everybody could just stay home, and then that way you're not catching a cold, Donna. It's dangerous.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Donna DeTota, Syracuse Post-Standard, who covered that game against North Carolina. First, let's talk about the fun stuff. It felt like Syracuse was the center of the sports world, not just for the basketball. I want to learn more about Adam Weissman. Donna, he's got to be paying these guys a handsome sum to come in. What's the whole idea here, that we just want to make Syracuse, New York, the great place to be by bringing in these celebrities, whether it's Gronk or Odell Beckham Jr.? We had Jeremy Piven earlier in the season, and I'm watching that. I'm wondering, how much did these guys collect for showing up in Syracuse on Saturday?
Well, I got to say, we have a reporter who was working on that story, and I would really hate to scoop him on his own scoop, so I can't exactly tell you what the deal is, but let's just say Adam knows some people who know some people. And we'll leave it at that.
Is he buying friends, or is this like an image thing? That, you know, like, I always know that the Orange want to position themselves as New York City's college basketball team, and I think they've done a really good job of doing that, not just with basketball, but also with football. I mean, is this to kind of emulate the atmosphere that you would get if you were playing games at Madison Square Garden?
I don't know. I just think, you know, he knows some people, and I think he takes great joy in bringing these people to the games. And again, I don't know Adam at all, but the guy who's writing the story about it for us, his name is Chris Carlson, and he does know Adam. And he knows all about this, like I said, the various permutations of how these people get here. Mm. But I will say, you know, the dome on Saturday was pretty fun. I mean, I'm not a... You know, I'm not terribly impressed by Tom Brady or Julian Edelman. I've seen a million sports figures. I don't really care who's sitting, what sports figure is sitting there courtside. But Jimmy Fallon was a fun little addition to the game that day. I mean, he totally enjoyed it. He got up, he cheered, he wandered into the student section, he directed the student band. I mean, he could not have been having more fun at that game.
Yeah, and
it was fun to watch him. Yeah, it was fun to watch him have fun.
Yeah, he's got a friend here in Rochester, but you know, he didn't come over to town. But it's funny, these connections that you don't know about. And Donna, it makes it all the more disappointing that the team forgot to show up on Saturday. Your thoughts on that loss to North Carolina?
Well, this was always going to be a difficult game for Syracuse. It's only because North Carolina has two good big guys, and Syracuse has all season had really, really difficult time guarding the interior. So whether, you know, North Carolina is 4-13 in the league or 13-4 in the league, North Carolina is always a tough matchup for Syracuse. They always have good big guys. They always rebound the heck out of the ball. And, those are two things that Syracuse doesn't do particularly well. So, you know, the Syracuse didn't guard the inside that well. They didn't guard the 3-point line that well. I mean, defense has been a huge problem all season long. And certainly against the Tar Heels, it was lacking in a big way.
Donna, as far as Jim Boeheim, he told us last week he actually took the blame there for recruiting those bigs. I mean, it was surprising to hear Coach kind of open up to that way. Is there any hope on the horizon right now? Because that I don't know if that's an easy fix here.
Well, I was talking to Alan Griffin about this a couple weeks ago, too. We had a little conversation about what Syracuse is looking for in big guys, and they do want to recruit a bigger, broader kind of guy. I think Jesse Edwards is a guy who they have there this year. He's got big, wide shoulders. I think he could get a lot bigger. I think John Bola Ajak is a guy that they're redshirted this year with the hopes that he would put on a little bit of weight and get a little bit more sizable. They're trying to get a graduate transfer. I'm not sure what will happen with that guy. But, you know, for the longest time, they recruited sort of swift, long guys who could sort of get out in transition, who could block shots, and who could rebound. And now they're learning over the last couple of years that teams are just throwing the ball inside and are just muscling these slighter big guys out of the way and scoring underneath the basket. So I think that's something that they certainly have been looking to address over the last year or two. And, you know, we'll see what happens going down the road. Like I said, I think the two guys that they do have right now their frames are a little bit bigger, and I think they could get bigger. You know, big guys, generally speaking, take a couple of years to you know, sort of grow into their bodies and to sort of get the size that you need to play in college basketball.
Donna DeToto, the Syracuse Post-Standard, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Metagli. One of the other things we asked Coach Boeheim about last week when we had him on with us, Donna, was, hey, let's say that you don't win the ACC tournament and you end up playing in the NIT. Where are you going to play that game without the Dome? We floated out the idea of playing in Rochester, which isn't unfortunately not going to be able to happen. But where do you think this goes if you look into the crystal ball here and in the next couple of weeks, if there is an NIT berth for Syracuse, where are they playing that game, Donna?
Well, you know, I generally think they're probably going to play that game on the road. I mean, they have to be the higher-seeded team, and then if they are the higher-seeded team, they have to find a venue that's going to be attractive to a whole bunch of other people, you know, whether the NCAA approves of the venue, whether Syracuse approves of the venue, whether there's a venue available around here during a time when the NCAA would need that venue for games. I just generally think that at this point, they're sort of in the middle of the NIT pack in terms of seeding. So there's a pretty good chance they might not even be seeded high enough to get a home game. And if that's the case, even if it's close, they might just send them on the road anyway.
That would have been the kick, right? Hey, come to Rochester. Oh, you're going to put you on the road anyways. But Donna, they're 500 in conference play at 9-9. Right now, that's tied for fifth. What the ACC has seen, what, eight teams? I think maybe nine one year. You would know better than I, but it just kind of speaks to how the conference just really is down this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think there have been eight or nine teams that have gone, you know, at one point the ACC looked like the Big Ten looks like this year. You know, they're going to get eight or nine teams from the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament this year. You know, the league this year is going to get, I think, certainly four teams in. Whether they get a fifth team in is, I don't know. I mean, which is the fifth team that gets in? I think that's the questionable thing. I don't think NC State's played all that great. I don't think Notre Dame's played all that great. I mean, I don't think there is a fifth team that you could say, wow, this team is maybe the fifth team that could get in. It's just, you know, I think the two or three good teams are pretty good, not great. And then I think Virginia has played a lot better in the last half of the season than they did in the beginning of the season. And I think they've sort of established themselves, too, as maybe that upper four. And then I think everybody else is just okay to not good. And so, like, Syracuse could end up with an 11-9 record this year and not go to the NCAA tournament, and it would be no big deal. Like, everybody would think, of course, they shouldn't go with their 11-9 record, when a couple of years ago they went to the tournament with an 8-10 record in the ACC.
Donna, we also got the impression from Coach Boeheim that he anticipates that the entire band is going to be brought back together for next season as well. Do you get the impression that any of these guys may not be coming back next year?
I do. I get the impression that Elijah Hughes may not come back. I mean, he's a junior. He's going to be 22 years old this month. He's having an all ACC kind of season. And I'd be surprised if he comes back next year. Just the way the basketball is going these days. And I would think that he probably will not come back. But, I mean, stranger things have happened. I didn't think Tyus was going to come back for a sophomore year either, and he did. Or for his junior year, and he did. So I suppose it's possible that he could come back, but I would I would, at this point, if you ask me, I would say it's unlikely that he comes back.
Well,
and certainly, you know, there's usually a transfer or two every year, and I anticipate that will probably happen too.
Yeah, I mean, if he were to come back, I mean, are we talking about a team that could get up into the top four of the ACC next year, Donna, with what's coming in?
Well, the big problem with this year's team is their defense. They're not a very good defensive team. And I don't know how much better that this group of five can be on defense next year. I mean, I think all of them will sort of get it a little bit better, but you're still having to sort of use these same guys in this same kind of defense and try to make them a lot better. And I mean, they have to get a lot better on defense. You know, a better big guy, a more physical, better big guy would certainly be helpful. But to get better next year, they really, really have to take stock in their defense and get much better defensively, because I think they can score. I mean, offensively, I think they're a pretty decent team. I mean, they've had their moments, and certainly of late, they have not been able to make a three-point shot, which is a little disappointing given how they started the season making threes. But I don't think their biggest problem is on offense. Their huge, huge issue is on defense. And so that has to be something that is addressed in the offseason and figure out, you know, how these guys are going to get better defending next year.
Donna DeTota from the Syracuse Post-Standard is the Orange tomorrow night at Boston College. Is everything else from here on until the fall with the dome being shut down for renovation? Just how weird was that walking out of the dome as you know it for the last time? I mean, for us that couldn't make it out there this past Saturday, what was that experience like, Donna, leaving the dome as we know it for one last time?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's going to look a whole lot different. I mean, just the roof is going to be different, and I think, you know, so when you open up those doors and you're getting whooshed, sucked out of the dome, I don't think that's going to happen anymore. But I think the dome, the inside of the stadium is going to look the same. I mean, the roof will look different, but next year, not a whole lot is going to change in terms of seating or in terms of, for what we see as reporters, like locker rooms, all that's going to, I don't think any of that's going to change. The bathrooms aren't going to change next year. I think the big change is going to be with the roof. And then I think they're going to, at some point, they're going to get a scoreboard up there in the middle of the arena. Whether that moves or does not move is a huge and interesting question. But I don't know that when we go in there to watch a football game in the fall, if it'll look too much different. Just the outside of the dome is going to look totally different, because it's going to have, so that big bubble roof, it's going to have those, it looks like a roller coaster kind of, that rims around the outside of the dome. Like it just does, like kind of swoops up around this big metal structure that's going to hold the roof. And that, I think, is going to be the most interesting thing. It's going to be just look completely different from the Syracuse skyline.
Well, Donna, you mentioned the renovations to the roof and everything else, but what you mentioned the bathrooms in passing. I mean, at some point, I mean, I don't want to feel like a salmon swimming upstream every time I need to use the restroom when there's a sold out game at the dome. Are they going to eventually get around to some of those renovations that you're talking about?
Yeah, they're going to get around to the restrooms for sure. You know, they've had some issues, like you mentioned, with really, really clogged up areas of the dome during events that have, like during the Clemson football game, for example, you know, those games that are sold out. But it so infrequently happens. I mean, there's so infrequently, you know, that building packed for a football game, that I don't know how much they're going to address sort of the crowd control, I guess, for lack of a better word. But I do think the bathroom's going to be renovated, and I don't think it's going to be done in time for next year, but certainly at some point in the future, that's going to get done.
Donna DeTota, Syracuse Post-Standard, as the Orange really only one path, that's it. I mean, getting to the ACC final is not going to sway anybody's opinion to have the Orange as the fifth or sixth ACC team, Donna?
I don't think so. I think they have to win. I think they have to win it. You know, they're really far behind in terms of the bubble watch right now. I mean, they just lost to the last place team in the ACC on Saturday. And now you can say what you want about North Carolina. I think North Carolina is a pretty good team that had some bad luck this year with injuries, and they've just had some crazy games where they've lost at the last second and last second shots. And I mean, you know, they just had some, I guess for lack of a better word, bad luck. I think they're better than the worst team in the ACC, but you know, they are the last place team in the ACC, and they just lost on their home court to the last place team in the ACC. So that certainly is not going to help them. And the next two games, they are favored to win those games, and they should win those games, but they're against middle to the bottom of the pack ACC. So even if I think you have to win it all, I think even getting into the final is not going to do it.
Donna, as we wrap up here, I am so confused when I'm looking at who's good, who's not good, things I thought I knew, like the ACC. Well, they're, you know, you just can't pencil in a Duke team, say, to the Final Four. When the brackets come out, I'll ask the question this way. There are teams we're not used to seeing, like a San Diego, for example, a Gonzaga. Is this year going to be harder than ever to pick your brackets? What are your thoughts on what we may see this coming March, or will it be some of the old standbys that we've come to know over the years finding themselves in the Final Four once again?
Well, this is the second year in a row that I've voted for the AP Top 25, and I did it also way back 10 or 15 years ago or so, and I'm telling you, this year has been excruciating in trying to pick the Top 25 because it's so hard to discern, like, a 9-9 Big Ten team from a 15-0 Dayton team, for example. Like, which of those teams is better? I mean, Dayton certainly is playing in a much worse conference than the Big Ten, but how much better is Dayton than Michigan State? Or how much better is San Diego State than, Illinois or than Florida State? All of these things are really interesting. I think going to make this season really interesting. I think San Diego State's pretty good. I love their point guard. I think some of these teams, like, I think BYU is pretty good. They shoot the ball great. I think a lot of these teams that are going to play this year in the NCAA tournament that people don't know that much about are interesting teams. And I'm really curious to see what's going to happen once a team from a conference that doesn't get challenged a whole lot every week, what happens when you're put into a situation where you're going to be certainly challenged in the NCAA tournament. And a couple of things can happen. I mean, you could be so confident in your abilities because you've breezed through your season, or you could suddenly face a team that you have not seen at all, the talent of, like, you have not seen at all. And then how do you react to that situation? So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I Kansas right now is playing the best of anybody in the country by far. I think Kansas and Baylor might be the two best teams, but I think a lot of these other teams are going to make some noise, and there's going to be a team that we don't even know about. There's going to be, like, a random team that's going to make a run and make it to the Sweet 16 and maybe even farther than that.
Donna, before we let you go, let our listeners know what you're working on over there at the Post Standard.
Well, I'm going to Boston College tomorrow for that game, and I'm working on a story that I don't want to say too much about, but it's I don't want to say anything about it, actually. I'm working on a top-secret story, Dean, that I can't tell you anything about until it runs in the newspaper, but it's probably going to go sometime next week.
Okay, so then I'll shoot you a note and ask, was this the top-secret story? You know, we'll have to, like, track down. Well, I'm curious to see Chris Carlson's story, because knowing that you have somebody bringing in these stars, what the story is behind that, it's what everybody's kind of wondering, so.
A lot of people are interested in that, and so, like I said, Chris is your point man on Adam Weitzman, and so if you want to know everything and anything about Adam Weitzman, you got to get Chris on your show, but he's going to write about that this week.
All right, we'll look forward to that, Donna, and look forward to the work that you're doing for the Syracuse Orange as well at Boston College this week. Donna, great having you on, as always. Look forward to doing it again soon.
All right, take care, you guys.
You got it. Donna DeTota, the Syracuse Post-Standard, our guest in the sports bar.
Yeah, you're right. It's got to be six figures, right?
At least.
Tom Brady. Six figures for Edelman.
Dude, I ain't rolling out of bed for anything less than six figures. And when I say six figures, I'm not talking like $100,000. I'm saying quarter to a half mil. What gets him out of bed? I'm saying this is somebody who deals with musical acts, talent that you know, go on tour, that you know, somebody that's trying to, like, find artists to come to Rochester and perform and, you know, show that we might be trying to put together.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right.
It's become impossible. These guys won't get out of bed for anything less than six figures, and they're nobodies. But Tom Brady is a somebody, and I got to imagine he ain't rolling out of bed for anything less than at least a quarter. Quarter of a mil.
It's working on a project years ago. Abby Wambach was quoted $15,000 for her to show up. And she's from here.
Yeah.
15. I'm like, listen, you know why she asked for that at the time?
Because she can.
Correct. That's exactly right. And when she shows up at RIT's homecoming, hey, I'm here to drop the puck. Yay. Yeah. That's, quite often that's a nice little appearance fee.
Chris tweeting us at ESPN Rochester is a follow-up to Donna's conversation at ESPN Rochester. Weitzman is from my hometown. He's a polarizing figure for many reasons. Oh, we've got to get that story.
Why don't we invite that guy on the show?
Weitzman?
Why not?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he would love to talk about who he rubs shoulders with and who he wants to pay money to.
We've got plenty of news and notes to get to from around the NFL. Serve them up next, bite-sized form. Appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
All right, some details about the CBA. Things you haven't heard about before today. We'll get to that as well. Of course, more on Brady. We can't have appetizers today without getting to Tom Brady, of course. A couple stories on that. Could Andy Dalton be the guy that's drawing up a lot of interest? Isn't that kind of surprising? Maybe that's because that's a domino that could fall beforehand. What are the Jaguars doing with Yannick Ngakoue? And then as we got off the air on Friday, oh my gosh, Tony Romo broke all sorts of records.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, we'll get to that and more. NFL appetizers on the way next in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.